Hey y'all, good morning. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, thank you, thank Let me share. So, y'all, let me tell you something funny. It's funny to me because people don't know my resonance is low. So the other day somebody was like, "I hope you feel better." I'm like, "I'm not sick. This is how low I talk." I was like, "I'm not sick. You'll know when I'm sick. I can't say nothing." But it's like, I'm not sick. Or if somebody catches me and I just wake up or I'm in a relaxed state, and they're like, "Are you feeling okay?" I'm like, "Yeah, I'm feeling great. What is wrong with y'all?" So, for those of you guys are new who hear us for the first time, I'm not sick. I'm not. My voice is just. I'm not gonna even say Dionne Warwick. I can't even figure out how to tell you. My voice is just very low. My resonance is very low. And the more you use your vocal cords, the more it sounds that way. But I was really tickled by that. I was like, "No, I'm not sick." They were like, "Hope you feel better." I was like, "I'm good. I'm good. There's nothing to feel better. I'm good." I was a little tickled. It's like, I promise you, I'm not. I'm well. It is well. So for those of you who are new, I just got a deep voice. So I don't want you to be running around here like, "Oh, she's sick." No, I just got a really deep voice. Yeah, I listen, I'm finna pray because there's some stuff on my heart and mind. But this hair is really growing and I'm really tickled and really excited. Next time y'all gonna see me, like my afro gonna be like this big. So I'm excited at the new growth. I've been so tickled every time I look in the window. I'm like, it's growing. Thank you. Thank you, Bev. So I'm like, oh my gosh, it's growing. It's growing. It's so sweet. So I'm gonna give you some encouragement. I'm gonna give you some scriptures. And I need you to hear me when I say this, and we get ready to pray. Woo! Come on, I'm finna pray for you. You finna pray for me this morning. I was already praying over y'all, and as I'm praying over y'all, the Lord says, "If I said it, they can believe it." Like, I'm going to do exactly what I said. Woo! When God says, "I'm going to do exactly what I said," guess what? God is going to do exactly what He said. So I was going back because the other Saturday He had dealt with me, and He was like, "Put me in remembrance of what I said." And multiple times you see in the scripture, people will put God in remembrance of what He said. Ooh. So this morning, our first note is like, God is going to do it. That's what I need you to do. I need you to write, God, if God said it, He's going to do it. If God said it, He's going to do it. If God said it, He's going to do it. And I want to pray because in real time, there are some things that have yet to happen that you need to see happen. Woo! There are some court cases that need to be won. There are some family situations. I'm going to give you the two scriptures that He gave me because He's been dealing with me about something personal in my own life. Like, He's just like, "You don't need no more confirmation. Like, you just need to stand steadfast in faith." And remember, faith is believing what isn't even seen yet. Faith means I believe in what isn't even seen. My expectation, my joyous expectation that God is going to be God, right? brings me into a faith that I'm going to trust what I don't even see. God said it, he's going to do it. So he said to me this morning, I'm going to cause it to happen. I said it, I'm going to do it. Woo! If I said it, I'm going to do it. That's all he kept saying to me this morning. If I said it, I'm going to do it. If I said it, I'm going to do it. I'm going to cause it to happen. You don't need no more confirmation. If I said it, I'm going to do it. And I don't know how you talk to God. Like, I don't talk to God. I talk to God as if he's my father. Woo! I don't talk to God with all this protocol. And I'm like, but there are some things that have yet to happen. He's like, good, we're going to pray. Woo! And it's funny because sometimes I'll drop a reel and somebody was like, I'm like, your prayer life still got to, your mouth still got to be open. Your prayers are what align our earth realm with heaven. Like your prayers, like kingdom come. When they asked Jesus, they were like, what? I'm getting so stirred up, Bev. I'm getting so stirred up. Like I want to scream, run, jump, and do all these things, Aunt Cheryl, at the same time. Like, because I know God is about to work a miracle. I know what I feel. I know God is about to do it suddenly. I know someone is about to experience a breakthrough. And not just you, like people connected to you. Like this morning when I was praying, it's like, no, God was like, even stand in the gap for people connected to us. If you might not need the healing, but there may be someone next to you that has not been healed yet. Woo! You may not have the miracle, but there's somebody connected to you that needs the miracle. And I'm like, God, I believe and trust what you're saying. And he just was on repeat. Like, if I said it, I'm gonna do it. Like, you can count on what I said. You can count on my word. You can count on it. If I said it, I'm gonna do it. And sometimes, like, I need to say this way, because sometimes people will, you'll feel disheartened. Let me say it like this. You'll feel disheartened because what needs to happen for you has not happened yet. And you have people around you. And I know y'all trying to be encouraging. But those that still have unbelief. Woo! Because there are some areas I'm some strong in. And then there are some areas that I still struggle. I don't know about you. You may have it all together. You may trust and believe God in every area. But there are some areas where I still have unbelief. Or there are some areas where my faith is not as strong. And it is frustrating for me sometimes when I'm dealing with people who don't understand where I'm at, or who don't get where I'm at, or because they've never struggled in this area. They come off. It's not even a it's funny because it's not even a confidence in God, because a confidence in God, Aunt Cheryl, boosts your confidence. You can tell when someone's trust. It's almost as if, and I've done it before, we want to prove to people we have faith. Well, faith is lived out. It's not proved. It's that I accept what I don't see. And it's almost for the person that may be a little discouraged, or for the person that is yet to see something happen yet, or for the person that knows God spoke something, but it hasn't happened yet. Sometimes, like, we ain't helpful. We're not helpful. And we bring words with no substance and with no backup. And the person leaves us, hey, Erica Thomas, the prayer, hey, already done. The person leaves us more discouraged than they do helpful. They leave more discouraged than they do helpful, right? And it's hard. It's just hard sometimes. Well-being mean good. Woo! But your assurance doesn't necessarily bring me comfort when I'm struggling with a particular area. My God, thank you, thank you, thank you. And you bring no substance to the faith that I should believe in. And for me, substance is scripture. Woo! For me, substance comes in word. And I'm going to be honest, when something is spoken through the word of God or the spirit of God, it brings comfort to my spirit. And sometimes out of habit, we just say and do things we just say and do things without thinking about what we're about to say next. Woo! And sometimes encouragement comes up because then you'll start, if you're someone who's struggling, you'll start saying things like, well, why I don't have faith like them? And sometimes people don't necessarily have the faith either. They're just quoting what they feel like they're supposed to quote. With no keys. With no keys. With no evidence. And I'm a little like the Lord works on me in areas. Like, and sometimes when somebody brings me something and I don't feel the weight of their words or like it's backed, I'm like how it worked for you when you did it. Like how it worked for you when you did it. Like how it worked for you when you did it. Like, and so a lot of times we think it's helpful and sometimes it's not helpful to a person because we're not really listening to what they're saying. Sometimes a person just needs to be heard out in the moment before we bring encouragement. And I just needed to share that because I have had to watch my mouth about my faith. I have the gift of faith. It's different than faith. We all have a measure of faith, but I have the gift of faith. That is a gift that I have. So I have to watch myself because my gift of faith, my ability to operate in faith that's bananas, that's crazy, is different than someone that just has a measure of faith. And I've had to watch that over time because when someone is struggling in an area, I need to hear them out before I offer what I think is necessary for them. Because sometimes in just a person talking or processing it out, they can receive what they need actually internally and by way of the Holy Spirit. Encouragement is a gift too. People who have, someone texted me the other day and was like, do you know you're a prophetic encourager? And I was like, yep, I understand exactly like who I am. Now, with that being said, that don't mean I'm getting ready to sit around and let you murmur and complain. I'm going to let you talk to me, but I cannot be a good friend and let you murmur and complain. I cannot be a good friend and let you murmur and complain. I can let you share with me how you feel, but at some point I have to flip this thing around. I got to flip this thing around and I got to encourage you in the word so that hopefully your eyes or I say something that lifts you up out of the situation, right? So it's twofold. But we can always trust, in the word of God. That's what I'm getting to. So this morning when God says to me, if I said it, it's going to happen. If I said it, it's going to do it. If I said it, then what he does for me, and he'll do the same for you, is he'll bring me the scripture to support evidence of what he's saying to me. Come on, y'all. I don't know if it's me or Lex, but I'm glad I looked up. Thank you. Like he'll bring me scripture to support what he's saying to me. So then it's not like a just an emotion or a feeling. It's backed in the word of God. So this morning when God is saying to me, and I hope this helps someone, because sometimes you'll leave somebody and you feel like, I feel more discouraged than I feel encouraged. I don't feel uplifted. I'm questioning my own faith. Like, it just be so much to it, right? And it's like, I want to believe at this level. I want to trust God, but the circumstance and the situation is overwhelming. Or I've been waiting on this promise for so long, man, that it hasn't happened yet. You'll be there again, Mary. You'll be there again. You'll be there again. We'll be there in all stages because we go from faith to faith and glory to glory. Like if you didn't understand that your journey in God is levels to it. Woo, come on. If you don't understand, it's some places that you've been that you'll go again. It's some places that you've been that you'll go again and you'll get a new level. It'll be a different test, but it'll be the same tester. My God. Right. So I'm just telling you, So then where the encouragement comes in by way of the Holy Spirit is always through the Word of God. There's something I believe you can have the Holy Spirit and no word and you're going to blow up. You can have the Word of God and no Holy Spirit and you're going to dry up. They go together. The Word of God and the Holy Spirit go together. You can't, if you don't have the two to bring you in balance, you're going to be off put somewhere. Because Jesus said, I got to go. He's the Word. But I'm going to send you a comforter, right? I'm going to send you a teacher. I'm going to send you an advocate. I'm going to see in truth, right? And so it comes into a space where you, and I want you to hear me in this, because you'll run into people and they're like, I got all my trust in God. That's good. If you are to the level that you have all your trust in God, that you don't doubt, that you don't worry, that you don't think any different than what's being presented to you, I'm a high five you. I'm a high five. If all you never worry, you never fear, you never, it's impossible. You are human in the flesh. If you may not hold on to it long, you might not stay in it long, but it's impossible. You are not beneficial because you talk something you don't believe. I'm just telling you, like, I'm telling you this. You are flesh, even Jesus. He said, this Jesus, he said. He was talking to the Lord because the task at hand was very difficult. And Jesus goes, take this cup from me. Take this cup from me. Like, but if you won't, that's what he said to him. He's like, if you won't, I'm gonna go through with it. Woo! But the pressure of what he was to fulfill was overwhelming. And here he is, he who understands the assignment, who's been placed on earth, who's talking to his heavenly Father, says, I'm gonna do your will. I'm gonna do your will. But you sure? Like, you, if he felt the pressure, he was gonna do it, but he felt the pressure. He felt the pressure. He said, nevertheless, I'm gonna do it. But he felt the pressure. So in your human form, you're gonna feel the pressure. It's what you do next after you feel the pressure. But it is harmful for you to walk around as if you are a super something that is in. I always tell people there are some, like, and we all respond to life differently based on culture, based on experiences. I had to learn this based on to the measure of faith that we have been dealt. We all respond to life differently. I was thinking on faith yesterday, and I said, Lord, faith has to grow. He's like, yep. Like it's hard to trust you sometimes in big things when I haven't even trust you in little things. Like, it's hard sometimes. And sometimes people are faithing for big things. Oh, Lord, bring me a house. And I'm like, but I haven't stood in trust, but I'm worried over what I'm gonna eat today. Like, it's just like, until I learn how to trust you, like, in the little things, because faith will grow. It's sometimes hard to trust you in the big things. Like, it's just hard sometimes. And so teach me how to give you the little things and stand in faith in the little things so that I can grow, right? Because faith comes with an evidence. Y'all, come on. Faith comes with an evidence. There's an evidence in faith. If God said it, he's going to perform it. There's an evidence in faith. Well, when you've trusted God with something and it happens, that grows your faith. Or when someone around you is trusting God for something and it happens for them, right? And you ain't no hater. You can see it and understand it, and it will grow your faith. It will confirm your faith, right? But your faith grows when evidence comes, right? When evidence comes, when you see God perform the things, come on, y'all, keep sharing. When you see God perform the things that he said, that's how our faith increases. Like, come on, y'all. Like, that's how our faith increases. My God. And I'm not just talking about faith in Jesus Christ to salvation. We got that. We there. I'm talking about what I do until I get there. Woo! I'm talking about what I do until I get there. I'm talking about what I do until I get there. And so let me tell you something. Even for those of you guys, y'all say something like, I have more faith to believe for someone else than I do myself. No, you don't. You just in partnership with that person. You don't have more faith. Because if the faith ain't in you, the faith ain't in you. Woo! I'm sorry. It sound good. You just came into agreement with me. It don't mean you got more faith. If you ain't got no faith, you ain't got no faith. If you ain't got no trust, you ain't got no trust. If you ain't got no belief, you ain't got no belief. You ain't got no more belief for me than you got for yourself, because it's not in you. We're going to get free. You just came in agreement with me. That's different. Woo! All you did was stand in agreement with me. You came in agreement with me. That you came in agreement. It don't mean you, if you ain't got no faith with you, you ain't got no faith with me. You came in agreement with what I was saying. It came in agreement with what I was saying. You operated in the principle. That's it. You operated in a principle. You operated in a principle. But if you ain't got no faith for you, you don't have faith. Your faith, and we will glorify and, you know, I believe for everybody else and myself. No, you don't. You pray for everybody else more than you pray for yourself, which is wrong. I believe for everybody. No, you pray for everybody else more than you pray for yourself, which is wrong. You still need to pray for yourself. It's a difference. You pray for yourself more than you pray for everybody else. Woo, come on. It's not that you believe for everybody else more than yourself, because if you don't have faith for you, you don't have faith for nobody else. Woo! If you are struggling in faith, that is across the board. It doesn't change because somebody else shows up. You may pray for everybody else. That may be what you're good at, right? But even in your prayer life, to pray for someone else, the scripture says, believe you receive when you pray. They don't even have to be believing. Believe you receive. I'm going to help you. So in this thing with my faith, right? So my good friend of mine asked you, she said, what's the difference between hope and faith? I'm going to tell you, hope is an attitude. I'm gonna tell you, hope is an attitude. Hope is an attitude. Hope is an attitude, right? And then faith is we believe in it without the proof. And then usually there's a corresponding action that goes with your faith. Woo! So when the Lord says, come on now, hope is an attitude. Hope is an attitude. Hope is an attitude, right? And then faith is, I believe and I trust this and I don't have to have any proof of it, right? So my hopeful attitude is it is to come. My faith is now. Woo! Come on, y'all. My hopeful attitude is to come. Yeah. So guess what I get to get? Guess it was, and it was funny because a friend texted me last night. She said, I used to think, Lord, help me in my unbelief was cliche. And she said, but now I'm at this place where I really understand this particular area. Like, I've been doing good in all these areas. And I'm at this place where I need to trust God in another level of my finances. And the help me with my unbelief and cliche. Like, I found myself doubting if he could bless me beyond my mistake. She said, and I didn't realize because I thought if I caused it, he couldn't fix it. But the proof in the scripture says he makes my crooked places straight. Woo! Y'all, come on this morning. He makes my crooked places straight. He can make my mistakes prosper. But if I have been in an environment that has never properly taught me the mercy of God, I won't look for mercy from God. Woo! If I've been in an environment that told me God gonna spank you, God gonna whoop you, God gonna judge you, God. If I have been in an environment and that is all that I've been taught, then I never, ever, 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 ever properly. And a lot of times I'm not receiving it because I don't believe I'm worthy of it, or I don't believe I'm supposed to have it because I was mistaught about God's mercy and God's grace. So then, Judy, what happens is I don't properly pray. Because I've disqualified myself at the beginning of the race. And the reason that I've disqualified myself at the beginning of the race is because of bad information. And when I have bad information, there is no chance for revelation because that bad information takes precedent over everything I do. So even if I mess some up, and sometimes we mess stuff up in just plain ignorance. Just ignorant. You just was ignorant to what this would cost you later. Woo! So when I don't understand that God can grant me mercy, because I ain't got no, because ain't nobody ever showed me proof. Ain't nobody ever showed me proof. But can I tell you, Danielle, why ain't nobody showed me proof? It's happened for them, but they don't want to tell me. Because then they've got to expose what they did. So they're not going to tell me that God gave me the mercy, because if I want to seem perfect or on point or as such a religious leader or a person in your life, then I'm not going to offer you and tell you how God gave me mercy. Meaning I didn't get something I should have got. I didn't get something I should have got. I'm not going to tell you that because then I have to expose what I did, which could make you look at me differently. See, I'm real with my kids. And there's a reason that I am, because I need them to understand the mercy of God. I need them to understand his mercy is so real. So when they find themselves in a circumstance or a situation that they'll expect what someone told them they couldn't get, they'll have faith for what they've not experienced yet. Woo! And they'll cry unto God for mercy. Lord, I need your mercy. I know I messed. That's how David did when he called for restoration in Psalms 51. He slept with Bathsheba. She got pregnant. He knocked off Uriah. Nathan called him on his mess. And then he's face to face with his father saying, oh my God, I need mercy. Some of y'all have not been as bold as you should before the throne because you're still counting yourself out by these little mistakes. You do not understand the sufficiency of the grace. You do not understand who God is as your father. You do not understand what the blood of Jesus did. And so you are not in right relationship with your father in your prayer life because you have misunderstood the relationship. So when I say to you, I talk to God differently. I talk to him differently. So this morning when he's saying to me, listen, If I said it, I'm gonna make it happen. If I said it, I'm gonna make it happen. And I say to him, well, it's some stuff I ain't seen yet. Like, I keep hearing you on this. Like, I keep hearing you on this, but it's some stuff that hasn't happened yet. This is how I'm talking to him. I'm sure I'm talking to him just like this. This is some stuff that ain't happened yet. So he says to me, today, we finna get in faith. You finna call for some release. You finna call for that. Listen, our Father, which art in heaven, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this daily bread. Come on, y'all. Forgive us our trespasses. Help us to forgive those that have trespassed against us. Lead us not into temptation. Jesus gave us a model way to pray, and there was nothing timid about that prayer. There was nothing timid about the prayer. He dealt with the forgiveness. He dealt with the unforgiveness. He dealt with the sins. He dealt with the provision. He asked for kingdom to come here on earth. You need the kingdom on some stuff today. You need some kingdom. You know, this, when he says, if I said it, I'm going to happen. This is not a name. Get out of the mess that they tell you. Can I tell you something? When Jesus was performing miracles, the Pharisees and the Sadducees, because I don't know what they was talking about, the Messiah, but didn't want it reduced to the man that was before. That's a whole nother word. Didn't want it reduced to the man that was before him, right? Talking about the Messiah. And so when Jesus was coming, he was performing miracles for the unbelieving generation, right? First weird miracle at the wedding of Cana, right? When his mama, he was like, mama ain't ready yet. And she was like, boy, go to work, right? Like, go to work. First wedding miracle at the wedding when he turned the water at wine, right? And so he's performing these miracles for the he's giving them signs. He's giving them wonders. Healing is coming forth. All this stuff is happening. And the Pharisees and Sadducees were pumping skepticism again and again and again and again and again amongst the people, right? Because they didn't want them to have that much faith. I don't care what you tell me. They didn't. So what we pray in today is for his kingdom come, his will be done here on earth. So when God says, if I said it, it hasn't happened. If I said, there are some things that God has spoken to you that have yet to happen. There are some spiritual blessings that are in the word of God that are not active and alive in your life today. I told the Lord today, there are some financial things that I've yet to see show up. Some stuff that he spoke boldly to me. And I'm like, look. And I quoted him. You said, put me in remembrance. I said, you said, give and it shall be given unto you, pressed down, shaken together. Runneth over, shall men and women give into my bosom. There are some things that I've yet to see happen. I cannot go forth in what you call me to go forth if you don't cause it to happen. And then I asked him, I said, can you show, is there somewhere I'm not operating in a principle you told me? And he says, no, you're doing exactly what I told you to do. So then I know the rest of my stance is faith. Until it happens. And then I am going to pray, because remember, the Holy Spirit makes intercession. Well, I don't know what to pray sometimes. Good. Let the Holy Spirit pray through you. Woo! Let the Holy Spirit pray through you. He will. He knows what to pray. So when the Lord says to me this morning, I'm going to cause it to happen. Oh, you get ready to pray. My kingdom come and my will be done on everything attached to them. You getting ready to pray. Y'all finna pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on everything attached. And then I said, Lord, I need to see this in scripture. And somebody had given me, I saw a scripture this week. He gave me two scriptures. I'm gonna give you the scriptures first. And then we get ready to pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Ain't gonna be no more hold up after today. That's what I was declaring. I ain't gonna be no more hold up. Ain't doing no more hold up. Ain't doing no more stand still. Ain't doing no more waiting when God is telling me the time is now. So when he says to me, Lakeisha, it's going to cause it to happen. And he brings me this scripture. He brings me first Jeremiah 1 and 12. And this is Jeremiah saying the Lord said this to him. My God, this is Jeremiah. The people have been in complete despair. They've been in complete despair. They've experienced the 70 years of exile. And this is God saying to Jeremiah, the Lord said to me, you have seen correctly. Woo! Come on. I'm trying to charge you up today. I'm trying to charge you. I want your expectancy. I am here to encourage. That's what he told me. He said, I need you to encourage my people today. I am here intentionally to encourage you. You need encouragement so that you don't give up. You need encouragement. God sent me my way to tell you. If he said it, he's going to do it. I need you to mark this moment. I need you to put it in your word. I need you to put it on your note. This is what, if he said it, these are the scriptures he gave me today. Come on. This is Jeremiah 1:12. The Lord said to me, you've seen correctly. Woo! You've seen correctly. You've seen correctly. You've heard Kat. You've heard correctly. Julia, you've seen Jasmine. You've seen correctly. You've seen correctly. Woo! He said, you've seen correctly. And he said, Crystal, he said, for I watch over my word to accomplish it. Come on. He will rebuild. Come on. Come on. Come on. He's going to rebuild. So, Lord, I thank you for rebuilding. Woo! Come on. He will rebuild. Come on. He's getting ready to rebuild. He's getting ready. Your family ain't going to be fragmented. Your family ain't going to fall apart. It's going to be tight. It's going to come together. He's going to rebuild. He's going to rebuild your finances. Come on. I need you to hear me today. He's going to rebuild your health. Come on. Can I tell you something? I've been praying for God. The scripture says a woman's hair is her glory. But something I've been praying, I'm like, Lord, you can grow back edges. You can recover bald spots. It is shameful sometimes for some women, not all, to have that going on in their head. And yes, thank you for wigs and weave and all that other stuff, but you can rebuild and you can restore and you can make it grow back. That's how I've been praying lately. You can rebuild, you can restore, and you can make it grow back, right? And he said, you've seen correctly, for I watch over my word to accomplish. So he can rebuild. If it's broken, he can rebuild. If it needs to be restored, he can restore it. Woo! He can do miracles. He can grow back teeth. He can grow back arms and limbs. He can restore it. If it looks like it's too wide, if it looks like the gap is too big, no, he can close the gap. He can do it. He can do it. He can do it. He will rebuild. He's not getting ready to leave you fragmented or broken, or that's not the kind of God we serve. He doesn't dangle carrots. No, he can rebuild. That's what he was telling them. He was like, I'm going to rebuild. He said, I'm going to rebuild. I'm going to do something different. God is going to see that, Erica. He's going to see that he accomplished every word he gave to us. That's what he told me this morning. He said, every word that you have been speaking every month, God has been giving us a new charge every month. If you ain't been on the prayer call, ladies, you've been missing it. God has been giving us a word every month. He said, Lakeisha, every word that I have given you, I'm going to see to it. I'm going to watch over my word to make sure it is accomplished. Then he had started asking Jeremiah. He was like, all is it with telling me what you see and giving him more prophetic word. So I'm going to watch over my word and I'm going to perform it. Shamika, I'm going to watch over my word. I'm going to perform it. So when we start praying today, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, we're going to touch every area. Why? Because his kingdom is getting ready to invade us. Let me give you one more scripture. Woo! Now I'm hot. Come on. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Thank you, Lord, for your word today. Thank you for how good and faithful you are to your people today. Thank you for encouraging and uplifting us today. Thank you, Lord God, that we can get this level of grace and we can get this level of mercy, and it don't matter what we did and it don't matter how we did it. Thank you for forgiveness. Thank you for extending forgiveness. Lord God, teach us how to receive forgiveness. Come on, let me give you the next scripture he gave me. Woo! 1 Thessalonians 5, and it ends in exhortations and blessings. Woo! Started the 12th verse. Says, now we ask you, brothers and sisters, to give recognition to those who labor among you and lead you in the Lord and admonish you, and to regard them very highly in love because of their work. Y'all take that, read it, be at peace among yourselves. And we exhort you, brothers and sisters, warn those who are idle, comfort the discouraged, help the weak, and be patient with everyone. See to it that no one repays evil for evil to anyone, but always pursue what is good for one another and for all. Woo! Rejoice always, pray constantly, give thanks in everything, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. I'm reading on them in the 19. It says, don't despise prophecies, but test all things. Hold on to what is good, right? Stay away from every kind of evil. Woo! Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept sound and blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus. He who called you is faithful. Woo! Come on. Come on. In the comments, God is faithful. Come on. God is faithful. God is kept. He who called you is faithful. He will do it. Woo! He who called you is faithful. He will do it. Come on. The Amplified version of the Bible says, faithful and absolutely trustworthy is he who is calling you. He's calling you to himself for salvation. And when he calls you to himself for salvation, there's a benefit package that goes with that. Your righteousness, when you're in right standing, you can pray in the will of the Father. You can pray the heart and mind of God, and it's going to happen. He says he will do it. He will fulfill his call by making you holy, by guarding you, by watching over you, and by protecting you as if you are his own, because you are his own. Woo! Paul is expressing God, his confidence in God to bring the Thessalonians, into position of sanctification. But with sanctification and righteousness comes the kingdom. Flip it on you and tell you how, because people get stuck at the sanctification process and they forget about the rest that comes with sanctification. We're not seeking sanctification. God is giving us sanctification as we grow in his relationship, as we give our bodies as a living sacrifice. He's sanctifying us. Then this is what we get so caught up. We get so caught up in sanctification that we forget there's a benefit to sanctification. Can I tell you what it is? Matthew 6 and 33. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything will be provided for you. It's way more simple than they taught us. But people don't be wanting you to have that level of information. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. They don't be wanting you to have that level of information, because then you will operate in the power that's working inside of you. And when people want you culturally and systematically dependent upon them, they don't want you to have kingdom revelation. Because then you'll always go to them instead of going to God, and instead of standing in truth and in faith. It's a system. But we about to outrun the system, because Jesus came to abolish. He abolished the system and he preached the kingdom. God's kingdom is lived out from the perspective of heaven, not earth. It is not to be lived out from the perspective of earth. You got, Lord, open my eyes. Come on, Lord, open my eyes to see, because I've been living out the kingdom of God from the perspective of earth. Come on, I'm gonna give you one more scripture. Y'all know how I feel about that. Because the word gonna keep working in you, and you're gonna pop open one day. You're gonna say, God, y'all gotta understand what she was saying. I get her. I get it now. What she was saying was not wrong. Paul again, 1 Corinthians 2. We do, however, speak of wisdom among the mature, but not a wisdom of this age or the rulers of this age who are coming to nothing. On the contrary, we speak God's hidden wisdom in a mystery, a wisdom God predestined before the ages for our glory. None of the rulers of this age knew this wisdom, because if they had known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, what no eye has seen, no ear has heard, and no human heart has conceived, God has prepared these things for those who love him. Now God has revealed these things to us by the Spirit, since the Spirit searches everything, even the depths of God. For who knows a person's thoughts except his spirit within them? In the same way, no one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. Woo! Now we have not received the spirit of this world, but the Spirit who comes from God, so we may understand what has been freely given to us by God. We also speak these things not in words taught by human wisdom, but in those taught by the Spirit, explaining spiritual things to spiritual people. But the person without the Spirit does not receive what comes from God's Spirit, because it is foolishness to them. He is not able to understand it, since it's evaluated spiritually. The spiritual person, however, can evaluate everything, and yet he himself cannot be evaluated by anyone. This is why Paul said in Ephesians 1, he says, look, in him we have, this is 11th verse, in him we haven't received an inheritance because we are predestined according to the plan of the one who works everything in agreement with the purpose of his will. See, you won't properly pray because you don't understand the purpose of his will for your life. His will. His will was for Jesus to die because he knew you could not handle everything in your flesh. Woo! So you have a grace given, a gift given. But because nobody ever taught you that God was this giving and that God was this merciful, you don't really seek the kingdom for what you need. Paul says, in him also you were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. And when you believe, the Holy Spirit is the down payment of our inheritance until the redemption. Come on now, of the possession in this praise, in the praise of his glory, not in you, his glory. He said, this is why, since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and your love for all saints, I'll never stop giving thanks for you as I remember you in my prayers. I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, would give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Not in the knowledge of this world, not in the knowledge of the system, that you have spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him in the things of God, how God acts, how God responds, how God moves, how God loves, how God sees. Woo! In him, not in people, in him. And most of us only have revelation in our relationship with God to the level of people. He said, I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened so you may know what is the hope of his calling, what is the wealth of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power towards us who believe, according to the mighty working in of his strength. Can I tell you something? You should put this in your notes. It, real loud, capital letters, it ain't on me. It's not on you. It's not on you. What's on you is faith in him. Woo! What's on you is faith in him. That's all that's on you. That's all he wants you to do is trust and believe. What's on you is faith in him. Faith that he will do what he said he would do. So when the Lord comes to us this morning and says, if I said it, it's going to happen. And I'm going to give you two scriptures. I'm going to give you Jeremiah. Let me give you 1 Thessalonians, and I need you to sit on that. And I need you to take those scriptures, and I need you to sit in them scriptures and understand that I am causing it to happen. And anytime your little skepticism, your doubt, your fear, your worry come up, you remind it at this very moment. Because the scripture says, be anxious for nothing. I always say, be fearful for nothing. Why am I worried? On this day, remember, I read to you, because it's my job to come encourage you. It's my job to proclaim the gospel. It's my job to get it. On this day, 4/24/24, see some series of eights in there, at 6:53 p.m. a.m., 6 a.m., the Lord reminded me that if he said it, he's going to do it. And it ain't on me. I just got to trust and believe. So come on, we finna pray. Woo! There are some things that have not happened. If you ain't got a request, great. But there are some things that have not happened for people connected to you. My God, and when you walk in the building, your faith, my God, just innocent. Can I tell you something? Two things. The other day I was sitting with a wonderful man. My God, God always gives me this divine encounters. And I said, man, we hear God. God is always speaking. We hear God. There was a bird that was getting increasingly loud while we were out there talking. It was crazy. He doesn't say this to me. He says this in his head. He prays. He says, Lord, if you speak all the time, he said, is that bird speaking? So then I come in and I say, because God has talked to me through nature while I'm walking, like he shows me things. And I come in right and say, I don't know what he's prayed to God. And I said, even that bird there is speaking to the evidence and the goodness of God. I say that and he looks at me and he goes, oh my gosh, like, did you just say that? He said, I just prayed that. First, that's the first thing. Second thing, I had a friend that was in a situation and they always call me and tell me this. I walked in the hospital. Lord told me to show up with a little bottle of oil. And they had multiple people in the room praying. I did not know that. I'm just obeying God. Got the oil, go to the hospital. Lord told me to lay my hands on his back. He had been having spasms. I don't know where his faith was. He had been having spasms, but where my faith was in what God had told me to do. Lay my hand on his back, pray for him. He never had another spasm from that moment forth. He and his wife testify today to the miracle working power of God, not me, that showed up in that room. My only job was to trust and obey. That was my only job, to trust and obey. So when we get ready to pray, we're finna close this thing out in prayer. That was my only job, to trust and obey. That was my only job. My only job was to trust and obey, because I don't perform the miracle. My only job is to trust and obey. So when God says to me, you finna encourage them, and I hope you are encouraged. And then he comes in and he says, I need you to pray, my kingdom come and your will be done in these areas in their lives. I don't care. I don't care if it's your neighbor. I don't care what it is. We're believing that everything attached to us from this moment forth will win. God gave you two scriptures to hold on to when it feels like your faith is failing. Pick these two scriptures up and eat them. Take them like they're medicine. So when you feel your way, God said he is going to perform his word. God said he is faithful and absolutely trustworthy. He's calling me. He's going to do it. Doubt, worry, you don't get to sit here no more. Doubt, worry. And then when you submit to God, resist the devil, he's going to flee. Because he's only in your head. He can't touch you. Jesus abolished and dealt with that. My God, he's only in your head. Your thought process has taken you too far. So no, I'm going to take these scriptures because there are some things that have yet to happen in my life, B. There are some things that he has promised me in real time, not later, that have yet to manifest. I got a son that needs to come home from prison. He called me yesterday. He was a little bit discouraged, and I could tell I cannot wait to get my hands on him today. But because I couldn't get my hands on him, I prayed fervently that the power and the spirit of God fall in his prison. It is time for him to come on. He is not going to get lost in this system. He is not going to be without hope, and he is going to be fine. I have a son and come on. I have some financial things that I need to see. I move on. They have yet happened for my now. They happened in the past, but there are some things that I need to see happen now. There is some health. Let me tell y'all something. Since last July, I can get a testimony because it finally dried up. Since last July, I've been like the woman with the issue of blood. Since last July, by faith, the Lord told me to connect to a woman, and I told her my issues. We had been working on something that had not worked. She came back and she said, let me try this. Guess what? It worked. Through prayer and through medicine, it worked. Through prayer and through medicine, it worked. I'm not going to give you all the details, but just know since last July, I had an issue I've been struggling with. Through prayer and through medicine, it worked. God gave me a wisdom. He said, call her and tell her what's happening. Gave her the wisdom. She called and called somebody else. She said, you know what? Let's try this. Because she's been trying to get me to have surgery. I said, I'm not having surgery. I trust God. I'm not having surgery. I trust God. I'm not having surgery. I trust God. I'm not having surgery. I'm not having surgery. I don't have peace about it. I'm not having surgery. I trust God. So when we pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, we spend these last few minutes praying. That's your finances. That's your health. That's your family. That's your family. That's everything attached to you. Wherever there is a gap, wherever there is a delay, wherever you need some wisdom, wherever you need some insight, wherever you need some revelation, this covers it all. Whatever's been held up for you will be released and loose today. Woo! Whatever you've been standing on, you have been praying the heart and mind of God. You are not praying vain, selfish prayers. You have been praying the heart and mind of God. So when we pray in agreement and faith today, we are praying that his kingdom come and his will be done in our lives. And you will stand in that today. And when the enemy tries to rob you and lie to you and tell you this moment didn't happen, you are going to be evidenced by God, not by Lakeisha, because he is going to watch over this word to perform it. He would not have me praying it if he wasn't. He is going to watch over his word to perform it. He is going to release. He is going to accelerate. He is going to increase because we are in the divine timing of God. He is going to heal while we are in the divine timing of God. And you are not a fool for believing God this way, and you will not be put to shame. And I don't care who around you don't trust and believe it. We gonna trust and believe it. So Father God, in the name of Jesus, you said, believe, we receive when we pray. So, Lord God, we thank you, first of all, that you are making our crooked places straight. Father, forgive us, my God, for where we have failed to yield to you in prayer and to trust and believe. If you said it, it's going to happen. The marriage will happen. The school will happen. The business will happen. The ministry will happen. Woo! The finances will happen. The healing will happen. The restoration will happen. My God, Father, we thank you that Jesus makes us blameless before your sight. Woo! You don't see our sin. You don't see our mistakes, my God. And we come to you, Father God, because we need you. Woo! Lord, we need your help. We need to see your hand in some circumstances and situations. We need to see a miracle. We need to see you provide. Woo! We need to see you protect. We're placing it all on you this morning. We don't have it. Some of us don't even have the strength for it, but we believe and trust in you. Woo! So, Lord God, we thank you in advance that you're dealing with our enemies. Man, you'll contend with those who contend with us. We thank you, Father God, for reversal of all misfortunes. We thank you, Father God, that you are reversing court cases. We thank you, Father God, that you are restoring families. Woo! We thank you, Father God, that you are healing. In the name of Jesus, that every fiber, tissue, and cell in our body aligns with the word of God, which is healed, healthy, and whole. Giving strategies to our medical professionals. Thank you, Father God. Health is our reasonable portion. Thank you, Father God, that today we show up in a new mind. There is no anxiety, fear, and worry in heaven. Ain't gonna be no anxiety, fear, and worry in our lives. Woo! Lord God, let your kingdom come, your will be done in our finances, in our health, in our families, in our business, in our schools. My God, drive us into purpose. Do not let us be fearful and complacent. Lord God, let your word be performed in our life today. Jesus, thank you for standing in our stead. Holy Spirit, thank you for being advocate. Now, Lord God, cause it to happen. Lord God, cause it to happen for your people today. Cause it to happen for your people. Cause it to happen for your sons. Cause it to happen for your daughters. Lord, we need your help. My God, and give us the wisdom we need along the way. In Jesus' name, amen. I love you. You can trust God. And when you feel your faith is failing, because sometimes it does, I want you to come back to this. I want you to take the two scriptures. I want you to pull them out. I want you to ask the Lord, I need you to strengthen my heart in the meantime. I need you to hide me from the effects of it. Lord, I need your help. I can't do this without you. I'm surrendering it all. I'm surrendering the marriage. I'm surrendering my singleness. I'm surrendering. I cannot do it. Lord, you are not void of power. You told me to remind you of your promises. You are not void of power. Not void of power, Lord. You're not void of strength. You're not void. You have everything I need. So thank you for supplying my daily bread. In Jesus' name, amen. Listen. Lord, thank you. Lord, help in Jesus' name. I love you. God loves you. I love you. God loves you. I love you. God loves you. Do not be afraid to pray bold prayers. The Lord places it on your heart to partner with this ministry. Go over to the website and give today. I promise you, your giving is not in vain. Lord God, I thank you for multiplication and increase. There will be no delays from the time of seed sowing and harvest. I thank you. You are blessing the giving of your people. You are blessing the work of their hand. I thank you, Father God, promotion and increase is coming on their life. In Jesus' name, amen. Back here in the morning. Back here in the morning, 6 a.m. Trust God. Trust there will be testimonies that come behind this because God is God. Woo! Love y'all. Love, peace, and blessings. Thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.